Welcome, welcome to the Ellen K After Show. This is the show we do after the show. We just want you to dim the lights here on this Valentine's Day weekend. This is our podcast.
The Ellen K After Show.
So, Laura Korn on with us now. 101 Nights of Great Romance. Laura, thanks for coming on our show.
Oh my God, my pleasure. I can't wait. This is the best time of the year. Oh my God, romance is in the air. It's right before Valentine's. Everyone's got all filled with anticipation. It's so exciting. I love this day, and I'm on your show. I'm thrilled.
And so, Laura, yeah, well, thank you. We do too. We love this entire, you know, feeling of leading up to Valentine's Day, and so many people in the pandemic looking for, you know, ways to be seductive, be romantic, be into each other. And like you say, these are secret sealed seductions for fun-loving couples. And I think that, you know, look, every couple wants to have fun.
You know, it's a very unusual book. So we have to kind of describe the book a little bit, because it's not a book you read. It's a book you do. You literally, the pages are stuck together, kind of, you know. There's 101 sealed envelopes.
Yes.
And they're 50 for his eyes only, 50 for her eyes only, and one for the end. And each envelope has a name. And that's exciting. So when you want to add that spice, you know, that creativity, the anticipation to your relationship, you both kind of get together, you flip through the book, and you both go, ooh, I don't know, number two looks good, Mr. Big. Ooh, honey, rip that envelope out. And so you rip out the envelope, and because I can't see inside your envelope and you can't see inside my envelope,
right,
we get excited. But sometime in the next week or two, you have to surprise each other.
Okay. Well, I'm going to rip out one right now, Laura. Now, will I be when
I... Oh, I love that. I'm like, when I hear that sound, I get so excited.
When I open this, will I be able to, and I'll tell you what I just ripped out, will I be able to open this and read this on the air?
I don't know. Okay, hold on.
Okay,
it's right,
number
so
70.
Wait a minute, which one?
Number 70, number 75, The Golden Lasso.
Oh, that's so interesting that you chose that one. I love it. It does get kind of naughty.
Okay. So let me just tell Ryan what I just opened.
Yes.
So these are the ingredients you need for the Golden Lasso.
Okay.
And this is in the book, 101 Nights of Great Romance by Laura Korn. So I love that these are, you know, these are pages that are envelopes. So I just ripped out number 75 for him. And I love that you say the ingredients, one light chain, one padlock and key, one spare key just in case. And then also you put a Sam Cooke quote in there. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
Oh, my God, Laura.
So I give you the ingredients, and then I give you the seduction. And another thing, Ellen, that's so cool about it is, you know, I give you a recipe, right?
Yes.
And what I love is so many couples, you know, the book is, you know, I've sold a million copies. So, you know, and the reviews are so amazing from men and women. It's like, oh, my God, I've never seen my husband so happy, or my wife won't stop smiling. Because the minute you rip out the envelope, you make a promise to your partner that you're going to spice it up. And, you know, isn't that exciting? I have also a formula whenever you want to have great romance. And it is blank plus blank equals great romance.
Okay.
Or great sex.
Mm-hmm.
Or even great sex. You can always use this formula to create, as long as you have Coast on in the background. because does it? Music is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And music is all through this book. So, all right, blank plus blank equals like hot, spicy romance.
Okay, great.
What do you think, Ellen?
I love it. Ellen, I mean, come on, that's the equation.
How would you fill in the blank?
What's the blank is, okay. Let's see. My husband plus the shower.
Ooh.
Oh, is that, hey now, wait a minute. I don't think you ripped out the right sealed envelope. If you want a shower, number 28.
Oh, okay.
Number 28.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
All right.
Go out.
Well, I think in 28, there's royal treatment, Also, for, mm-hmm. for his eyes only, I love Mr. Big, number
okay.
two.
Number two, all right.
You're, that's interesting. So your husband in a shower.
Well, I mean, I think I did it wrong. I gave you the wrong equation because I wasn't thinking of my envelope. I was just thinking
she
of
was just she had her
two
eyes
things.
Closed, Laura, just thinking of what she
Ryan, but, what how would you fill in the blank, Ryan?
Yeah, how would you, Ryan?
Blank plus blank.
Okay, I'll just take I'll go a little different route. Wine okay. and a hotel.
Ooh. I love it. You know what? That's a seduction in the book, A King of Hearts. So if
okay.
you ever want to have an amazing experience in a hotel. But so here's my magic formula.
Okay.
Anticipation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh.
Because couples, when they get in a rut, there's nothing to anticipate. They're doing the same thing over and over and over again. You have to break that cycle. And the way you do that is with a tool and something like 101 Nights of Great Romance. So it's anticipation. That's the moment you rip out the envelope. Plus creativity.
Okay.
That means there's one thing that creates passion, Ellen, and that is novelty. When couples do new things. And the greatest, this is the way I look at romance. Romance is how we make love with our clothes on.
Oh, that's really a great definition.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's the foreplay before the foreplay.
Uh-huh.
And if you want, so you have the romance, and I also have 101 Nights of Great Sex. So you can go from the, from making love with your clothes on to, because romance determines, if we want to get our clothes off,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, look, one of the hottest scenes in Bridgerton on Netflix is when the Duke of Bridgerton is standing next to Daphne, and they're just standing, and their hands just brush each other. They don't even really touch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, oh my God, it is on.
I love that show. I can't believe you brought that up. And I thought the whole thing was hot.
Yeah.
I mean, just the whole, and by the way, isn't the thrill of the chase everything? It's so true. The thrill of the chase that's to me why the book has sold so many copies, because when you rip out a sealed envelope, I keep going back to it, you're telling your partner you're going to chase them.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Now you say in here once a week, go ahead, tear up this book, please. But like Rod Stewart, for instance, if he had your book, it would be probably like two or three envelopes a day.
You know what? You know how many people tag team it? They go, you know what? I'm going to do number 9, some satins and see-throughs,
uh-huh.
with number 10, double dare you, and then I'm going to raise you one with ring or belt. I mean, like it's true. Like, just like when you hear that part, that page being ripped,
yeah,
the foreplay has begun. It
right.
is, yeah. So, yeah, I love it.
Here you go. Wait, hang on one second.
Oh, my God. There she goes. Oh, my God. Don't do that. You tease. By the way, the tease factor is incredible. You're such a tease. Go on. Which one did you rip out now? I don't know what one he wants to rip. What did you do?
I ripped out number 3, the pleasure hunt.
Pleasure hunt. Oh. You know all the celebrities right now. If you go to social media, guess what they have? It's always the candles and the rose petals leading somewhere, right?
All right. Yeah.
Right? Everywhere. That's what everyone's supposed to do now. Hello, number 3, pleasure hunt. Mm-hmm. He will levitate off the bed.
I love it.
Laura, I love your enthusiasm and passion for passion.
Laura, and maybe, I don't know if this question is in bounds or not, but when you're creating these books, do you have to, take breaks? Do you go, I'm making myself hot?
I swear, I never get tired of this. I never get tired of surprising my partner, because let me tell you something. When somebody surprises you, you feel like a million bucks.
Yeah.
And that's what this book does. And even though I've done these 2, 3, 4 times,
mm-hmm.
and because it's my book and I see the page being ripped out, I have no idea how he's going to put a spin on it.
Oh,
people always, I give you the recipe. This is also the cool thing, Ellen. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a recipe. You put your own spin on it. And what's so cool is your partner will never know what came from the book and what came from your own steamy imagination.
That's right. Wow.
You get all the credit. People don't care where the ideas are coming from. They only want to see you execute and surprise each other. You know, that's, you know, right now, just talking to you, my face is red. I'm excited.
We have that effect on people, Laura.
Yeah. And now, Laura, thanks to you, I think I'm going to go home and execute.
Oh, my God.
You know, here's the thing. Action equals attraction, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And you're in a rut. I know people listening right now, you're in a rut. You need a tool. And 101 Nights of Great Romance and 101 Nights of Great Sex, I didn't say it, are great tools to spice it up this Valentine's Day. It's a wonderful gift. It's a beautiful gift. It'll keep on giving. The book that keeps on giving all year long.
Laura, you're too much fun.
Well, Ella, I'm so flattered that I'm on your show. I really am. I love Coast. The music, to me, Coast, the music on Coast is all about romance.
Yes.
It really is. It's the language of the heart.
Thank you. Have a great season and year.
Yeah, you too. And I wish you a shower and your husband.
Oh, thank you so much. Me too.
And wait. And on the sex one? Okay, wait. For the 101 Nights of Great Sex, okay, for a shower one, have him rip out. I'm not even kidding you. Have him rip out number, all right. It's called Make Her Tremble.
Okay.
All right. So even go over to, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Right. If you dare.
Okay.
All right, Alan.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You know,
I'll
we get up at 3 in the morning, Laura, so we can't do too much.
Well, it's Saturday night. Do it Saturday night, girl. All right?
All right.
Okay.
We love you.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.